This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We haven't gotten to one of these yet.
We've got to do it, brother. What do we got?
All right, so I'm going to let you pick. So for those who don't know, there's a database, mock draft database. Bink put me onto this last year. Bink loves it.
Oh, it's love it.
The mock draft database has every single mock draft that basically comes out. It might take a day or two for it to update.
It didn't matter. Bleacher Nation, Pro Football Network, Mel Kiper, them all.
It could be big time. It could be small time. Whoever does a mock draft, they compile it, and you can go view it within their site, going through like the first round in particular. I'm going to let you pick, Bink. I think you said Pro Football Network was one that recently came out.
Pro Football Network is the most recent one.
Let's go ahead and take a look at Pro Football Network.
Third down is the NFL.com. We can go to that. Mock draft. Who would you guess is number one? Number one overall. You might disagree with this, but things are changing so much, and they will change.
I'm going to guess Cam Ward is
number one. Abdul Carter. A lot of people have Abdul
Carter. I think the Titans should not take a quarterback, but yes, Abdul Carter would be nice for them.
And they might trade out of that spot, though.
I think that might be the best option for them, actually.
They have Travis Hunter at number two, which...
Going to the Browns?
I think he's the best player in the draft. Yes, he's going to the Browns. Cam Ward, actually, the first quarterback gone, is three. The best tackle in the draft is Will Campbell. They have him going fourth, which, again, if you want a true tackle, we'll get into the
who's four again?
Will Campbell.
Oh, no, I mean team.
Oh, the Patriots.
Okay.
Now, as far as the Chiefs, and we'll talk about which direction to go, they have the Chiefs going Marcus Imbaud, the offensive lineman, interior offensive lineman for Purdue. Probably to replace Trey Smith. That's not in the direction they need tackle. But here's the thing. At tackle, at 31, you're not getting a great tackle. The interesting thing is they had Luther Burden going 29. If he goes 29, Chiefs had to figure out a way to get up to 29 to get him. But Luther Burden's going to go way before that.
You would rather them take a wide receiver at 29 than...
A guard? Yeah.
Certainly a guard, but then a tackle or then a defensive lineman.
If you're not going to trade up, take a receiver. Because if you're not going to trade up, you're going to end up with the tackle that's going to have to be moved to guard.
How about a defensive lineman?
Defensive lineman, yes. Because right now Jones is the one under contract.
So
Derek Harmon, I see that name a lot. Out of Oregon. Absolutely love that guy. He can rush the passer, can be in the interior, stop run, do a lot of things. I would take Harmon in a second if he was available there. But, yeah, defensive lineman, you have a much better chance of getting at 31. Now, the elite tight ends, this is a very good tight end draft. The elite tight ends like Tyler Warren, Colson Loveland, they're going to be way gone before this. Again, you have to trade up. If that's what you're going to get, they have six picks, not a ton of ammo. They're going to get a comp pick probably in the seventh round. So they'll end up with probably seven picks when the draft starts.
You don't want them to trade up for a tight end, though, do you?
If it's Tyler Warren, that's the only one I would trade up for.
You want to trade it for Colston Loveland?
No, I wouldn't.
Out of Michigan?
Tyler Warren.
Yeah. He's a bad boy. Yeah. You and I have texted a lot about him over the course of the season.
He could play quarterback. He could do a lot of different things. Tyler Warren is as similar. He's the Brock Bowers of this draft. Not saying he's as good as Brock Bowers, because I don't think he is, but yeah, he's right there, you know, beneath him. It's Brock Bowers light. And he might end up being better Bowers. He's definitely bigger.
So if they trade up, you would want it to be for Tyler Warren or for a left tackle or potentially a wide receiver. If they stay at 31, then you think the only options there, I would assume, are based on what you said, defensive line, wide receiver at 31. If they stay,
I would 100%. I'd be 100% fine with going wide receiver.
And you do not want left tackle at 31.
No,
you're not convinced
that
they would be able to get their franchise guy at 31.
Well, I just look at last year. Everybody was, Sua Matia. The Chiefs got a quote bargain because they got him in the second round. There was a lot that wanted him picked where the Chiefs picked. Go ahead and get him. They're not ready, man. Because a lot of these left tackles that'll fall to 31, they're not true left tackles. They might have played it in college, but they're probably going to be moving to the right. Or like Imbau, Missouri, that it's probably going to be a guard.
Imbau, a guard
instead of a tackle. They're going to move the guard or tackle. It's the same situation the Chiefs were in. This is the exact same situation they were in before they got Orlando Brown. Exact same situation. They tried to get Trent Williams. He was the big hot name through free agency. He was a Niner at the time. It went to like 2 in the morning. He decided to stay with the Niners. Chiefs had to figure out what to do, which is shockingly, they were able to get Orlando Brown. I know Orlando Brown wasn't popular with a lot of people. The bottom line is, he did win a Super Bowl, and they didn't have a left tackle. Because left tackles that year in the draft were like Sam Cosmi, who ended up being a great guard. Sam Cosmi's fine. Liam Eichenberg. Those type of guys, they weren't the right answer for left tackle. They were moved to guards or played right tackle. The true left tackle wasn't sitting there where the Chiefs could draft them in the 30s. They couldn't do it. Unless you trade down, you're not getting that guy.
You're not
getting a ready guy.
Yeah. I'm curious. I agree with you. From the text line, this person from the 816 points out an interesting question. Would you take another first-round running back if there's a good option? And
no.
Don't say it's dumb because they did it for Clyde. I do think... The reason I want to ask you, because Ashton Gentry's not going to be there at 31. If he's there, Bink, would you still take if Gentry's there at 31, do you take him? I don't think either of us think he's going to be there.
He's not going to be there, but obviously that would be something you'd have to think about because he is a special talent.
Because to me, I think the only one that there's two that you might consider or that would be in the conversation potentially to go first round based on how it sounds. And then Travion Henderson, I think it was Todd McShay that said he's getting a lot of love right now. Travion Henderson is. I think he'd be a really good pick for what the Chiefs need in terms of that explosiveness. I also think that Devin Neal would be a sneaky good pick in like the third round if he's still available. He also had a really good Senior Bowl. I don't know if he's invited to the Combine, Bink. You would know better than
I
probably.
But Ollie Gordon, he did have a good last year, but the year before was great.
That might have been a blessing in disguise, actually, because he was so bad last year because Oklahoma State stunk.
Omarion Hampton.
Omarion Hampton
is a true stud. Cam Scadaboo. We'll be going earlier to Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, another consideration. Again, there's a ton. Dylan Sampson, there's just a ton of running backs.
So there's some that are more explosive than others, though. Like Scadaboo's explosive. He's also more of just a bruiser. Do you think the Chiefs need that guy, or do you think they need more of a Devin Neal, more of a Travion Henderson type, where they've just got that second, as soon as they hit the second level, they're
damage
there,
out of the backfield
as
a receiver. You definitely need a receiver out of the backfield.
That's why Travion Henderson's like, I think... For what the Chiefs need in that regard, I think Travion Henderson is the best option.
Or Quinshon Judkins.
Judkins has been good, too.
Because he can catch. You've got to be able to get somebody to catch. I just, the whole, there's been this, like, running back resurgence now that people are talking about. Is this the rebirth of the running back because of the season Derrick Henry had and Saquon Barkley? Look at what they did, free agent running backs. Is this the year of the running back? Well, does Derrick Henry have a ring on his finger? No. Saquon Barkley does, but he did average, 2.3 yards a carry in the Super Bowl? They didn't win that Super Bowl because of the running game. They didn't. Saquon Barkley did not win that Super Bowl.
That's because the Chiefs sold out.
Jalen Hurts, a quarterback, running the football, being that way. They got to the Super Bowl a lot because of Saquon Barkley. I get it. But I don't think they should go running back in the first round because they're going to be there in the second round, third round. They have two picks in the third round. They're going to be there later. You don't have to wait till the seventh round like they did with Isaiah Pacheco.
Real quick before we go to break, linebacker. Do you think likelihood they don't keep Nick Bolton, do they address that in the second or third round, or do you think they even wait a little bit later? In terms of linebacker, is that a more pressing need than, I'm not going to say left tackle because that's number one. Is linebacker a more pressing need right now than defensive line?
Defensive line first.
Or wide receiver or running back?
I'd go defensive line first.
So you'd go D-line, left.
Before you hit linebacker. And linebacker, keep in mind, when they got Willie Gay, the first round pick. What?
Would you go running back or wide receiver ahead of linebacker? Sorry.
Yeah, I'd build up the offense.
Okay.
Again, the way I look at things is like what I said with you guys the other day is when I was on the you have a window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. A window of opportunity for having a quarterback like Mahomes. Now, if you think you're ever going to get a quarterback to have this kind of success, think again. Remember, a lot of us, I'm 51 years old. I never saw a Super Bowl until the 2019, right? Went all the way. I mean, I wasn't alive during the first Chiefs Super Bowl win. Yeah. Wasn't alive. I was alive for one AFC title game against the Bills where they were smoked. It was in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. They played, that's it. The 94 season, that was it. It's the only time I ever saw one. 21 years of not winning a playoff game. You have a quarterback now that consistently gets there. You load it up. And I've used the, you don't have a Ferrari in the garage. You don't have gas in it, right? You got to fuel it up. Take advantage of what your biggest asset is. And right now it's a quarterback that can throw downfield.
Yes.
So you work on line protection. Yes. And you work on guys that can throw down the field. Because the St. Joe Chiefs I saw were airing the ball out, throwing it downfield. And Xavier Worthy is a 4-2-140 guy. And I know people were enamored by that and say, oh, that's the only reason you want to draft him. Our first mock draft back in September last year, we had Xavier Worthy. And there was a reason for it. People think he's just a trick pony, nine route, vertical route, the only thing he can do.
He's not John Ross.
He led Texas in yards and catches for three straight years. Three straight years, University of Texas, he led in yards and catches. That doesn't come. A guy does not lead the Texas Longhorns in receptions and yards for three straight years being a trick pony. Two of those 3 years, he led that team in touchdown receptions. So there was a reason why they went that direction. And not only that, you think about if they would have gone lineman instead of Worthy. Worthy was their leading receiver throughout the playoffs. Forget about the Super Bowl. He was leading receiver before they even got to the Super Bowl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.